Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Suburbs loom large in our collective imagination. Their residents are by turns mocked and ignored by urban tastemakers who have vivid ideas of what suburbs look like. But there is no official definition of what a suburb actually is. Jed Kolko, chief economist at Indeed, has researched America's suburbs in order to paint a more detailed portrait of them. Here he is, speaking to Monocle's acting New York correspondent, Henry Rees-Sheridan.
There is no official definition or concept of suburb in U.S. Geographic definitions. Most U.S. geographies are based either on incorporated places, so officially defined political jurisdictions like cities. And, you know, that's how lots of public services and taxes are based, as well as lots of other geographies that are often used to describe labor markets, like counties rolled up to metropolitan areas. But suburbs have always been sort of treated as like the leftover part, the part of a metropolitan area or a local labor market that is not within the city boundary. And that sort of lines up with people's perceptions to some extent, but also makes it very hard to analyze what suburbs are actually like if they're defined as sort of a leftover component. And part of the challenge also is that in the U.S., cities vary wildly in terms of how far their boundaries go. So older cities like Boston and Washington, D.C., constitute a fairly small portion of their whole metropolitan area, whereas newer cities like Phoenix include lots of what look like suburban areas within their city boundary. So thinking about the suburbs based on whether you're inside or outside the city boundary leaves a lot to be desired.
And why do you think it matters to have an accurate working definition of what a suburb is?
I think for starters, giving people a clearer understanding of what the suburbs actually look like. I think there are lots of myths about what suburbs look like. In fact, suburbs are much more racially and ethnically diverse than many people imagine. They are also more heterogeneous. There are higher density suburbs and lower density suburbs. There are suburbs that may look different in different regions of the country. You know, so the goal is not to come up with a single clear view of what a suburb is, but to develop a more nuanced and textured view of the range of suburban neighborhoods and also how they're changing. There are ways in which suburbs in the U.S. Have been changing dramatically. The types of neighborhoods that have seen the biggest increase in racial and ethnic diversity have been some of the lower density suburbs that had traditionally been less diverse than other parts of America. But without some clarity about what we mean by suburbs, it is hard even to know where to begin to try to identify some of those trends.
Suburbs, I feel, have always been kind of like a politically fraught concept or like a politically weighty concept in a way. When you hear politicians talking about suburbs and competing for the suburban vote and competing for the votes of particular suburban demographics like suburban women, do you think that that's kind of meaningful political discourse? Do you get the sense that they're making those statements based on good analytics and research or not?
It's usually the case that when somebody's talking about the suburbs or making a statement about the suburbs, they have one particular image of the suburbs in mind, which probably describes a minority of actual suburbs. The suburbs in America are too varied to summarize demographically or in terms of physical structure to be able to generalize. It's where a little bit more than half of Americans say they live. And that is, you know, far too much of the population to generalize. They do get disproportionate political attention because, unlike urban areas, which increasingly skew Democratic, and rural areas that increasingly skew Republican, there is more battleground space within this very large category of suburbs. So I think there's a sense in which suburbs are more in play politically than urban areas that were left to begin with and moving further left, and rural areas that were more right-wing to begin with and moving further right.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Henry Rhys Sheridan for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.